Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny, brought to you by Robert Sand Company, providing soil, mulches, compost, rock, and gravel for homeowners and businesses for 50 years. And by Truck and Car Concepts on Mahan Drive for accessories, detailing, and window tinting for your car or truck.
Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far. Bed liners, bed caps, toys to throw your money at. Car stereos, car alarms, things for all you soccer moms. Detail and diamond plate, parts to fix your tailgate. Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop for tricking out your truck. Truck and Car Concepts, people with their cars, we're number one by far. Exterior accessories, gift kits for your mud needs. Mud ties, nice wheels, everyone will get a deal. Window tinting, that's a must, come on out and visit us. Truck and Car Concepts, we're your one-stop shop, we always aim to please. Truck and Car Concepts, everything is here from...
Call 656-8800. Welcome to Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Here I am, your humble host on a beautiful Saturday in Tallahassee. It is springtime, Tallahassee weekend, folks. Here we are about an hour away from parade time. So if you're on your way to the parade, I'm glad you've tuned in. Or if you're comfortably at home and enjoying your morning, thanks for making us part of your day, part of your morning. And talking about some very exciting things going on around town, we've got Sarah Mack Band with us today. Sarah Mack herself will be here performing for us. And talking about what's going on in Tallahassee. Again, springtime Tallahassee weekend is here. The social maven of Tallahassee, our very own Dina Mims, is here talking tally. As Dina talks tally, how are you, Dina?
I'm great this morning, especially now that I have some coffee, Brian. Thank you.
We're glad that you're here because we need you to get us on track. What are those things, boys and girls, where we need to be seen or we need to see others? And so, Dino, I know you've got a few things. These are the must-dos now, right? This is the stuff that if you don't do anything else, you got to do this, right?
Agreed.
So tell us what you got foist.
Okay, it's not like anybody's not heard of this yet, but this weekend, is the 45th Annual Springtime Festival.
Yes.
Now, I wish I could ask for a raise of hands for those people who have been born and raised in Tallahassee and have gone to it each and every year. Some people get to the point where they just go for the parade. Others skip the parade and go right to the shopping. I have employed both strategies in my time here.
Yeah. And there's a lot going on with that whole thing. You know, the parade, of course, has been sort of the thing. Everybody identifies with that. But they've added so many things. They've got a beer garden, and they've got a seafood festival now that's part of that. They've taken up Clayman Plaza, right?
They have. You can get a beer. You can get all kinds of seafood. I'm sure the food trucks will be there. You've got gourmet choices with Avenue and some other restaurants there, Harry's. But you got a lot of good street food and fair food, and it's a great excuse to just
Go off. You know what I mean? Break all the
Plus,
rules.
I understand that this year they have sold out of vendor spaces. So
yes, I did hear
for
that.
For an art shopper, that makes me very happy.
That's very cool. And that's right. With the festival, you can spend your time and your money.
Shh, my husband just thinks it's like spending my time.
Silly. And then a lot of music, right? Lots of local talent.
Low Country Cowboys is the band that's being premiered. Of course, they're a homegrown favorite. So, you know, what a way to spend a day. If the weather holds, not holding from today, but some other day where it would be a sunny day, then it's going to be beautiful. A little bit of wind, some coolness.
Yeah.
And getting us acclimatized to the upcoming summer that is Tallahassee.
We love that, don't we, so much?
Well, some of us do and some of us don't.
What else is up and coming? What's going on?
Well, I just wanted to mention more about springtime and tell you guys that when I say that all the arts and crafts booths are filled, That's 200 plus. And when you think about what we have to do in Tallahassee, people are coming from Pensacola to go to this festival. And as you know, it was established when they needed to make a big woo, whoop to keep people here and define it as the capital city and get it to not move. So we're literally 45 years down the road of having this festival. And I dare say it's pretty pretty perfected, and now the Shock Top Beer Garden will make a lot of people
happy. Well, I've noticed even the entries. That's why I don't go in the I can't be an entry in the parade anymore. They used to just fill me with helium, you know, and they'd float me
and
down
float the
parade. And there's like, you know what? One more shot of you in the parade. I don't think so.
Well,
so,
you know, if you can't be an example, you have to be a cautionary tale. Some purpose in life. Now, I want to mention, I'm kind of jumping to next weekend, so let's just talk about weekends right now.
Sure.
I don't have a lot of details on it just because I've never been. I can't give you my experience. But the Italian Family Fiesta is coming over that weekend out at the fairgrounds.
Yes.
And that should be a great big deal.
Elizabeth Ricci, who has been on our show, famous for her participation as a principal with the law firm Rambana and Ricci.
That's where I've heard of her.
They're immigration attorneys. She is one of the folks driving this whole thing forward. And man, I have heard great things about. And I'm like you. I've not made my way, but I intend on being at.
Yeah, I'm really going to try to make that. When we've got some out-of-town guests, and if they're here by then we're going to show them Tallahassee Italian style.
Lovely.
Also, we need to talk about a fundraiser and benefit.
Okay.
And that is Echo's Empty Bowl Supper that happens every year. Now, you know, Echo Outreach Ministries have been literally feeding, clothing, giving groceries to people in this community who don't have anything. I've personally taken somebody through the process and got them rent, assistance, and placement assistance for she and her kids.
Wow.
And they do amazing work. They're an unsung hero. So on April 7th, we're back to this weekend. April 7th, you've done Springtime Saturday. And Sunday, you go to Morelia's Mexican Restaurant, and there will be a beautiful selection of handcrafted local bowls by the Big Ben Potter Guild. And for $15 of a donation, you choose a bowl, you fill it with some delicious soup from Aurelia's, and then you get to take your bowl home with you. And I know people who really rightfully brag that all these years they have had a row on their mantle of all of the different handcrafted bowls
that
represent their contribution. Isn't that cool?
And Aurelia's is the Mexican restaurant in Market Square?
Yeah, 1355 Market Square is where you want to show up.
Okay.
That's Sunday. It's from 4 to 6 p.m., so bring out your brood and feed them for a good cause.
Sunday as in tomorrow?
So Springtime Tallahassee is happening today. I know you guys are headed down there, and tomorrow is your chance to give back to Echo. And there'll be live music by Hot Tamale.
I love it. This is great. So basically, here's my deal, okay? So, and you know that I have to be fed wherever I go. So if I go to Springtime...
Well, you don't look like it, Brian.
I
we
mean,
need to
really,
get you
don't
fed.
I look so spelt? Which is Swedish for fat.
or some kind of stinky fish.
So you go to Springtime, you load up on all the goodies there. Do they have falafel?
I don't need anything that makes me feel awful, so I can't speak
falafel.
To that.
Isn't that what it's called?
Yeah, that's just an old joke of
or
my
is
brother.
Or elephant ears. I forget what they call that stuff. The dough they deep fry.
That is elephant ears if it has powdered sugar on it. The powdered sugar makes it a high art form. The other's just fried dough.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's a gastrointestinal weekend, folks, here in Tallahassee, and we've got Dina Mims making sure we're on top of all of that stuff. What else you got?
Okay, the last thing I want to mention is another kind of overlooked resource in our community. Not every entrepreneur or budding business owner knows about it yet. Small Business Development Center. They've been around forever, but I don't know that everybody realizes they really take you through the first stair step on your path to your own business with a how to start a business course. And I mean, they outline the basics of what's going on, your legal foundations, your permits that you need, steps to starting out, business plans, marketing, sales, locations, hiring. That is on the 10th at 1 p.m. and it's out at 2035 East Paul Dirac Drive. Just something if you're thinking about starting that gig or somebody else in your family, this is your first walkthrough to get those papers and that good foundation.
Thank you, Dina. Dina Talks, Tala here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday, brought to you by Robert Sand Company. Lots to learn. If you go to the Tallahassee Grapevine, it's a great place to find out what's going on around town. And you can find that just by going to our website, TallahasseeTalks.com, and click on the events link there, and that'll take you straight to TallahasseeGrapevine.com. Thanks for tuning in again this morning. We're glad you're with us. We're going to take a quick break here, and we'll be joined by Sarah Mack. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. Stay with me.
We were faced with a very difficult situation. It was horrible. The trauma scene was bad enough, and it involved hazardous material. When we contacted Associated Services, it was so reassuring. They put together a team for us immediately and stayed in contact with us, even though we were 3 hours away.
We get a lot of those kind of calls, but this one somehow was different. What really stuck was the confusion in her voice.
They were available to answer all our questions and provide additional help throughout the entire ordeal. They were right there, compassionate, professional, even months after completing the job. Associated Services, I would trust them with any job, regardless of scale.
Since 1975, Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, experts in dealing with mold, water, fire, and biohazard cleanup, experienced in dealing with people. Associated Services Cleaning and Restoration, online at associatedsvs.com.
The Sarah Mack Band here at Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny on a Saturday morning. Hi, everybody. I'm Brian Cerny. Glad you decided to stay with me because I get so lonely when you go away. And so you're back and you're here, and we've got this wonderful band, the Sarah Mack Band. Sarah Mack, how the heck are you?
I'm good.
You're looking good, girl.
Thanks.
You got it going on. And you're a Tallahassean, are you not?
Yes, native Tallahassean.
Golly, there's still those among us who can say that they are born and bred in the good old Tallahassee soil. Are you one of those folks who knew very early in life that you wanted to be an artist, a musician, a singer, songwriter? How did this all come upon you?
You know, that's actually interesting. I think that I probably did know that early in life, but I don't know that it was ever articulated.
Somewhere deep down inside your soul.
Yeah, that is the truth.
You had it.
I was telling a story to Charlie and Claire, who are also in the band. Charlie plays guitar and Claire plays bass. And one night we were traveling home from Asheville, North Carolina, I think. And we had a gig in Asheville one night. And the next morning we had to be in Monticello, Florida. Mm-hmm. So we had to drive all night. And those all-night drives get kind of rough. And Charlie said, Sarah, regale us with a story of your childhood. And I told them a story about, I just remember it so clearly. I was a little girl and I had a record player with Olivia Newton-John records. And I went down to all of my neighbors and told them that I would be having a concert and that it would cost 10 cents. And they came to my house and watched me lip sync and dance around to Olivia Newton-John
Good
records.
Good for you.
And when I think about that now, I realize that there was something stirring, even as a little girl.
And it would be great if you could get 10 cents. I mean, oh, man. I have a similar experience.
To Olivia Newton-John records?
Well, no, not entirely. Although we will not talk about cross-dressing or anything. For the purposes of this show, however, this what would look like a phone booth filled with smoke. So the idea being that I would just appear, right? Although I forgot about the fact that I wouldn't be able to breathe. So all the little kids in the neighborhood who had paid their 10 cents heard this coughing, hacking 10-year-old trying to survive. And that's brought me right to where I am today, still trying to survive. We've got Sarah Mack with us, a delightful individual. You're going to get to hear some more of her music as you stay with us in this show we call Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We're here every Saturday morning, Freedom 93.3 FM, and glad to be part of the home crowd here, as we say. And Sarah Mack, what a lovely person and great music. Who do you look to at that 10-year? I mean, obviously Olivia Newton-John was one of your inspirational figure. Who else inspired you musically?
Oh man, you know I.
You got a lot of Joplin in you.
I love Joplin.
Have people said that?
Yeah.
Janis Joplin.
And it's funny because I don't think I discovered
Janis Joplin.
As opposed
to Scott Joplin, I'm just saying.
No, I try Scott Joplin. I can't get that going on the piano. I didn't discover Janis Joplin until I was probably a teenager.
Really?
I worked at a record store.
Huh.
A record store in the Governor Square Mall.
Very cool.
For 3 years of high school and 1 year of college. And I turned around almost every paycheck and
Look
put it
that.
Into CDs.
Yeah.
And I discovered Janis Joplin. And that period was the time. There was a time in the 90s they called the feminist rock revival.
Yeah.
Where suddenly all of these female-fronted bands were coming up, like at the same time as Nirvana and Pearl Jam, and kind of this like man grunge, yellowing, screaming thing. There was a lot of woman artists coming up, and so the Indigo Girls and Tori Amos and people who had always been around, but I just never really
connected
until then.
We're talking the Sarah Mac Band, and we've got Sarah Mac with us here. Let's take some time and listen to this fine artist, the Sarah Mac Band.
A voodoo doctor south of Eden. Must have slipped a spell on me. He took a piece of my soul, one that I thought was free. Cause my thinking's kinda twisted now, darker than it was before. I have a different kind of wisdom now. Thoughts that I don't want anymore. I'm doctor knew that I was out there. Oh, so he drew me in through the door, and I say, this doesn't feel like me. It's not the way I used to be.
Chris.
Hey, you're looking pretty good there. You've been doing the Roberts, right?
Yeah, hey, and I can't thank you enough, you know. I haven't felt this good in years. I mean, I'm putting out roots and leaves I didn't know I had in me. And look at these blossoms, huh?
I'm telling you, it's the Roberts. Hey, that's great, Mac. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, and you know, I think everybody ought to be doing the Roberts. I mean, it's not just good for guys like us, but... you know, for everybody, right?
Have you seen Camellia lately?
Hi, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Do your flowers, plants, and trees a favor with the best organic topsoil, compost, and mulch from Roberts Sand Company. Ask for it by name at your local nursery or call 576-1414 or click robertssand.com. Do the Roberts.
Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. So we're talking with Sarah Mack this morning, and we are delighted to have this beautiful, exciting, talented musician who is one of our own right here out of Tallahassee, bringing us all these good tunes. And what a great way to celebrate on a day like today. It's springtime, Tallahassee. Springtime Tallahassee's going on. You're heading over there to the parade this morning and through the festival, and guess what? The Sarah Mack Band is playing at Springtime today. So while you're enjoying this lovely introduction, and you're probably already a fan of SMB, as we'd like to say, the Sarah Mack Band, she'll be performing, she and her troubadours, this afternoon. Tell us about that. Charlie Venture, who's a prominent attorney here in town, and who's this other lovely young lady, and what does she do for you?
Claire is our bass player. Hmm. She also kind of keeps us all in line.
That's a good thing.
She's definitely the business behind
full-time
the band.
Full-time job, yep.
No, we have to leave here by 8 in the morning to
somebody
get there on
time.
Somebody
has to drive the bus. Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah. Both literally and figuratively. And I don't know, we have a lot of fun and gosh... everybody kind of has their own little piece that they bring to the band. I think Charlie brings the comic relief.
Yeah. Do you do all the booking yourself? Or
we
how
do,
does that work?
We're kind of in a weird place that we do all of our booking and just all of the publicity and management stuff in-house right now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know that there's a roadmap that we can jump on for getting to the next level, but I do think that we're kind of at that transition point where possibly in the next few months we'll be bringing somebody else into the fold to help us with that.
Yeah. You have been together for how long?
Oh, gosh.
The band.
The band has officially been together since 2005.
Okay.
That's when we started making our first album and we did our first ever paying gig.
That's long enough to know that you got something.
Yeah, yeah.
Snappy.
And even before that, we'd been...
Yeah. And you've been doing music since you were a kid.
Oh, yeah.
all of Olivia Newton-John and lip syncing and all that stuff. Yeah. But then you've written all the music that you perform, or do you cover some songs too?
We do cover some songs.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie is a big blues guy. He loves blues, and that's how he learned. He holed up in his basement in high school and played the Allman Brothers live at the Fillmore, I think.
While he was studying for the bar.
Right, of course. and so we do have a lot of songs, bluesy songs that we love that maybe we didn't write those. Huh. And so we actually just incorporate that kind of stuff into our set often. And people started asking, well, where's that song? Not knowing it's a cover. I'm like, well, it's on Bill Withers' album.
Really?
So we actually did an album. It's a live album completely comprised of covers, mostly blues. There's one Nirvana song on it.
That's cool. And we're going to do, diversity. That's the key in life. We're going to have you, this song we're going to hear now is Freight Train. Is that right? Tell us about Freight Train.
Freight Train, actually, it came about because we had this really great blues song on our new album that we knew was going to make the album. And we thought, we can't have singer-songwriter stuff and then one blues song that sticks out like a sore thumb. Yeah. So I went home and just started writing blues song after blues song after blues song, or bluesy influence songs. And I brought them back to Charlie, and I was like, I don't know if this is good enough to make your to be your caliber of a blues song. And he heard Freight Train and he said, yeah, I think that'll fit. And so we workshopped it a bit more, and it's kind of our rockin' bluesy-ish song on the new album.
Well, I'm telling you, when I hear this song, it takes me back. And you know, we got to rewind a lot of tape to get back to the time when I first heard Joplin, and even Jimi Hendrix and some of those folks. I mean, there's definitely an energy and a drive to this music that has that sort of retro for me. It really does, and yet it seems to me that there's a freshness that is particularly your style, and at the same time, probably comes up out of, you know, Tallahassee and the Deep South and all that good stuff that we like to celebrate here. And that's what we're doing. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. We've got Sarah Mack in the studio. What a great name, too. Sarah Mack. Is that your real name?
That is a portion of my real name.
That is your given name?
When I was growing up, I was always Sarah Mack because there were 25 Sarahs in all of my classes growing
up. There we go. Well, Sarah Mack, we're glad you're with us, and we're going to take a little bit more time here. Let's tune in with Freight Train, the Sarah Mack Band. You're in tune with Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny.
Come along, do it on your own. Time to check out our buddy Joe over at Truck and Car Concepts. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, what's going on with you guys?
Well, here's the deal. I heard that you were gone all day as you were out tinting a house.
Yes, sir. His customer was having a big heat problem on the west side of the house in the afternoon. We went over, did the estimate, decided to do the east side of the house as well. Let me tell you something. We knocked out 79% of the heat energy, which is going to totally knock down the electricity bill. Not only that, but she had some really nice paintings that were fading out in the living room. 99% ultraviolet ray elimination.
So it would fade out like carpets and drapes and furniture and stuff?
Not only that, but it also fades out those expensive hardwood floors. So window filming the house is nothing but a plus. It comes and it takes down the heat energy, and that's, you know, bottom line.
So even though the place is called Truck and Car Concepts, you could throw a house in there too.
We can do houses, planes, trains, or automobiles, man. If it's got glass, we tin it. Truck and Car Concepts, 656-8800. Give us a call.
So here we are, boys and girls, on a Saturday morning. Springtime Tallahassee is all about us. The festival parade begins shortly. Don't forget that we have in store for you some wonderful entertainment, including our very special guest this morning, Sarah Mack. The Sarah Mack Band will be performing this afternoon, so make sure you've made your way over to Springtime. Sarah, you have graced us with a number of interesting details about your history as a musician in this particular wonderful group, the Sarah Mack Band. Folks, if you haven't done so, you can go to their website, and this will be easy for you, sarahmackband.com, and that's Sarah with an H, so it's S-A-R-A-H, Mack, M-A-C, band.com. Great lineup of stuff. And you've got another concert date coming up, I guess, in May. Mm-hmm. Do you recall where and when?
Yeah. In May, I think it. Let me look at my calendar.
Sorry about that.
No worries. In May 18th, we're going to be back in Tallahassee playing at Johnny Ringo's.
Ah. Well, folks, there you go. So if you miss the train she's on, you'll know where she has gone. She'll be back May 18th at Johnny Ringo's. So there you go, folks. What inspires you to write? Does it happen to you? Or do you come at it and go, man, there's a song in there, I'm going to find it? I mean, what's the process for you?
I think it's a little bit of both. I have a cousin who lives in England who also is a musician. And once he was asking me about how I write songs. Hmm. And every once in a while, you get this glorious burst of inspiration where I feel almost like I'm a conduit of some grand universal something. Mm. And like the song gets gifted to me. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times I carry a recorder around with me all the time. Mm-hmm. And when I'm in my car at stoplights, if you're next to me and you see me, you think I'm talking to myself. I'm probably saying lyrics or things that have popped into my head. I do a lot of just playing and practicing and things. Mm-hmm. It's something, a little hook sticks in my head and it grows and evolves. And then every once in a while, just when I feel kind of a particularly dry spell and wish that I could be writing more, I'll go back to that, all those recordings, and just start playing mm-hmm. through stuff and almost like songwriting exercises. Mm-hmm. I'm going to turn this into something, and if it's horrible, then I'll trash mm-hmm. it and mm-hmm. come back again later. But unfortunately, it's much more work and discipline than it is grand inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's a job.
Yeah.
It is a job. And, you know, it's interesting. My son, Morgan, will say the same thing. You know, and the hardest part, I think, for an artist of any kind, whether it's visual or music, performing art, is to realize that there is no one performance that is grand beyond all measure. You know, so
it would be great if there were.
If it were, but you know, you keep turning it out, and you turn it out, and you turn it out, and you turn it out. And you think about those artists who have endured, you know, over time. And we talked about, of course, some of those that have inspired you. Are there guitarists particularly that you look to, maybe an Eric Clapton or somebody that you just go, man, that is just so cool. that have inspired you along the way, do you think?
You know, this is going to be like the cheesy hometown answer, but really playing with Charlie has done a tremendous... I mean, I still don't know that you would even look at me and say, oh yeah, she's definitely inspired by guitarist. Because my main instrument really is my voice. I fiddle around a guitar and I fiddle around at piano, but I'm primarily a vocalist. But Charlie has always said, if you play with people that are better than you are, you will get better.
Yeah.
And I mean, we've been in the Sarah Mac Band since 2005, but I started playing with Charlie in 2000. So even things that sound kind of goofy to guitar players, like now I know how to play bar chords and I and now I can transpose in my head and things that you know, yep. When you're a girl who plays three yep. chords on a guitar, you learn very quickly.
That is cool. That is very cool. Folks, we have Sarah Mac here with us this morning. So glad you've tuned in. Tallahassee Talks with Brian Cerny. And by the way, if you've missed any of our shows, you know that you can go to the website, TallahasseeTalks.com. We have all of them archived for you. And if you'd like to email us, topics@TallahasseeTalks.com. Send us your thoughts about a topic or a guest you'd like us to consider. We're here every Saturday. We know how much you enjoy it because we get emails from you. And our Facebook page, people will post notices there and appreciation of what we've done. And I really do thank you for that. We hope that we can continue to bring you all the good things that are going on around town, like the Sarah Mac Band. They're going to be at Springtime Tallahassee later today, so make sure you've made your way down there and you can give a shout out to our girl Sarah and say, hey, I heard you on the radio. You were so good. And we're going to have Sarah close out the show for us today. She's got a song that she has brought just especially for me, and I appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us, folks. We'll be here next Saturday morning looking for you. Sarah Mac.
Do me a favor, come over my way, incline your head to me. Hear what I'm saying. 30 years old and I'm tired of waiting. So sit down, start with hello. It seems like it would be so easy, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrows might be meant for you. Ooh, ooh. What I'm requesting is too big of a step. I'll scale down the ask and I'll give you some help. 'Cause I'd rather be hurt than be mad at myself for not catching you as you walk by. The most gripping fear is when you realize that what you've always wanted's within your grasp. Fantasy gets swallowed up by real life. There's always a chance when you trade in the dream, you won't like what you get. And all my tomorrows might be meant for you. How don't try to give you tomorrow. It seems like it would be so easy. It's the blood that is kept us alive since the day we were born. If my lips and breath could just make out a greeting, but we've all felt the weight behind that word. And all my tomorrows might be meant for you. All my tomorrows might be meant for you.
Widen Glass takes care of Tallahassee business. Local contractors know Widen Glass has been taking care of business since 1945. They prefer Widen Glass because of their precise window glass replacement, masterful shower enclosures, and storefront glass. Widen Glass will take care of you to your complete satisfaction. That's been Widen's way of doing business for 65 years. When you call Widen Glass, you're dealing with experienced, reliable professionals who offer only the best. Like Widen's top-of-the-line bath enclosures that provide style and luxury at an affordable price. Eye-catching storefronts are a specialty at Widen Glass. We'll help you design it and install it. We've done hundreds of storefronts in the Tallahassee area. That's why Widen is known for taking care of business. Widen Glass, the first name in glass replacement. Call 222-5781.